Today on this show, today I'm bringing on Dawn Buschert, who is the owner of Shirley's Greenhouse, and she's also the creator of the Olds Uptown Market. She's an innovator, she's a local farmer, she's an entrepreneur, she's got a lot of things going on, and we're going to focus today on supporting local farmers and what it means to support your local community, strengthen your economy, and support those in and around our community that work hard to bring us products and services locally on a regular basis, again, to make our community better, to be able to support each other, to bring better quality services and products, offering customer service. That's including generations of businesses and business owners and family-run business. This means so much to me as a local business owner, and I think it resonates with many of us as well. It seems like there's a growing trend of people understanding how important it is to support local and to support the little guy as opposed to those mass production and those big box stores. So I hope you enjoy this one. There's a lot of takeaways, and I love absolutely everything that Dawn is doing in and around the community for us and the information she's sharing on this show. So sit back and enjoy. We got all that coming up on...
This is Exploring Mind and Body. Naturally improve your lifestyle one show at a time with your host, Drew Tadia.
All right, welcome to another edition of Exploring Mind and Body. You heard all about Dawn Buschert in the introduction, so without further ado, welcome to the show, Dawn.
Thanks for having me.
It's our pleasure. So today, well, we got so much to talk about. We're going to talk about local food, local support. I know you're in and around the community doing a lot of different things. Why don't you tell us about yourself and how you got into Shirley's Greenhouses and then the Uptown Market?
So I'm a second generation producer. I'm Dawn Buschert. I'm a second generation greenhouse producer. So we have a 36,000 square foot greenhouse near Didsbury. And we also have a, last year was a 10 acre market garden. So we do local vegetables for people. Shirley's Greenhouse originated out by Airdrie, and my parents sold their business and we started ours. Our business is a little bit or completely different actually than what my parents did. Out of necessity, but here we are today.
Awesome. So you go to markets, and that's how you. What do you mainly produce?
Okay, so in the greenhouse we do cucumbers, tomatoes, and peppers, and then in the garden we this year we produce potatoes, carrots, onions, beets, zucchini, lettuce, kale, chard, and then we've got some lettuce in the greenhouse as well. So we sell mostly at farmers markets. So we do several farmers markets, a couple in Calgary, Airdrie. We've got our stuff at the Farm Basket in Three Hills. And then we started Olds Uptown Market this year. So it's been pretty fun to get our vegetables to people. People right now want to buy local, and they want to support the local farmer. And a quick little history is, my parents did long English cucumbers, and they sold them for wholesale and made a great living at it. But 11 years ago when they sold and we built, we were going to do the same thing. However, the pricing on the cucumbers was so low that we couldn't pay our bills. The straw that broke the camel's back was $5.25 a dozen in March when we have our big $10,000 gas bill due. We said, well, that doesn't cover the bills to the warehouse that was purchasing our cucumbers. And they said, that's okay, we can get it from Mexico for that price, so take it or leave it. So we, of course, took it, and here we are today. We made the switch to farmers market, where we get more of those dollars, cutting out the middlemen, more of those dollars back into the farm's pocket.
I want to take a moment to tell you about Pro Water Conditioning and Sundry. They are your local purified water specialists. They're committed to delivering you the most purified water around. Did you know there are 13 steps to their purification process? You can even go in for a guided tour to see exactly how their process works. I actually had the pleasure of visiting Pro Water and Sundry myself, and Mike personally showed me around, which was a pretty cool experience. I highly recommend it. Do you have any staining, hardness, iron, even smelly water issues? Pro Water offers a free water, quality, and system analysis. Pro Water delivers bottled water to both residential homes and businesses, and they cover all of Mountain View County and Clearwater County. For more details, visit prowatersundry.ca or call Mike at 403-994-9000. 0294. So when that happens, is that does that happen to every farmer or every producer when they go to grocery stores, or how does that work?
So right now I'm currently on the Alberta Greenhouse Growers Association board, and I was speaking to some large producers from Medicine Hat, great producers, and they were telling me at one point this year, by the time everybody, the warehouse, the store, the packing house, everybody took their cut off those cucumbers, the farm was left with $2 a dozen. And these are for big greenhouses. And I said, well, how do you pay your bills like that? And they said, you don't. You hope for pricing when it's higher. And so, yeah, it's unfortunate. We've got a bit of a food problem. Everyone takes the middle guys take all the money, and the farmers, and it's off the backs of the producers.
So what can we do about that? We can go to local farmers markets to help support so that doesn't happen
I do think it is a bigger problem, like in Alberta or even in Canada. But to start off with, it helps to go to local farmers markets and go straight to the producer. So go straight to Olds Uptown Market. And in Olds Uptown Market, we have several small vendors, which are all small business, which then keeps all those dollars right back here in Alberta. And so we've got a lot of different vendors in our store. So it's on Main Street across from Shoppers Drug Mart. And we are in the left-hand portion of the marketplace. And so we've got milk from Camrose. We've got our vegetables, of course. We've got meat from Torrington. Bauer Meats is a great butcher out of Torrington. We've got fair trade items. So we've got coffee that when that farmer came down off the mountains with his bag of beans, he came down off the mountains, and instead of getting dictated a price when he got to the bottom, he got to say, yes, this is the price I need for my coffee beans. And so fair trade, we've got just home-cooked items, nuts, oils, just all kinds of local goodies.
So where did this idea come from to start like a business like the Olds Uptown Market? I don't think you see something like this very often.
No, it is a brand new concept, and we've been feeling very blessed by the community of Olds. So how it started was we were actually at the Olds Farmers Market, but the Olds Farmers Market ran from June until late September, and we needed to extend our season because, of course, with the greenhouse, we have a longer growing season. We start picking cucumbers actually in February already, and then we don't finish picking until, like, our last picks are going to be this week, so the end of November. So we needed a place to be able to extend our growing or our selling season, and so that's where Olds Uptown idea came from. And then partnering with other small business and buying local is just so close to my heart that it just made sense.
All right, so I want to tell you about the Silver Fern Aesthetic and Vein Clinic. Now, they specialize in a few areas. One is skincare. They'll tell you the difference between professional skincare and over-the-counter skincare. This is something that they specialize in, as well as offering education to their customers and clients. Mineral makeup is one of their non-toxic type of products. They have no talc, perfume, dyes, alcohol, or anything else that may clog your pores. They also specialize in varicose and spider veins. I actually had the opportunity to stop in there, and they helped me better understand who's more likely to get them, how to treat them, and even how to prevent them. And then they also offer detoxing products and services, such as their universal contour wrap. They offer a clay solution. This gets rid of toxins, increases your energy levels, and much more. If you want more details, visit their Facebook page at Silver Fern Aesthetic and Vein Clinic. They're also offering free consultations from Dr. Jackson and their other skincare professionals. You can find them in Didsbury across from the train station, or you can give them a call at 403-335-8829. And for, you know, I think that those of us that run small businesses, we understand the importance of supporting local, but unfortunately, the good majority I'm not sure if the good majority of people know how important that is or what that means to those that run these businesses. Where did that idea come from, or why is that so important for you to work with smaller businesses or work with local businesses and to get that local support?
It's huge, actually. When you support a local business, you're supporting a local family. And so I've seen those memes on Facebook, actually, where it says, when you support this business, you put my daughter through dance classes and swimming lessons. And there's so much truth to that. With our business right now, we've grown a little bit. So last summer we had 18 staff on payroll. We have 5 through the winter. And some of our people have families of their own. And so you're supporting my 3 children, and you're also supporting their children. Because when we are able to run our business successfully, then we're able to transfer that into our employees and their families. So,
yeah, and I hear you often say that you partner with your customers. Tell us about that.
Oh, our customers are huge. So without our customers, well, without our staff for sure, but without our customers, we don't have a farm. And so some of my taglines when we're at a market is thank you for supporting our farm. And I also say, if you're not happy, we're not happy, please just let us know. So I always tell customers, they always come up with a bag of tomatoes, let's say. And they say, I've got this bag of tomatoes, how long should they last? And I say, they should last a week. And if they don't, you take your tomatoes, you eat what you can, you compost the rest, you come back, I don't even want to see them, you come back and you just tell us, we had some bad tomatoes and we replaced them up. It's totally, we're a team. Our customers and us are a team, and so it's got to be give and take as well. So, yeah, it's great. And actually, our customers, we feel so, so blessed by our customers, because after the Simons Valley Fire, we were involved with Simons Valley Farmers Market. We did probably 40% of our business through that building, and when it burnt down, I was like, oh, what are we going to do now? And our customer base followed us. So we've got customers right now that will drive all the way across the city of Calgary just to buy our tomatoes, just to support us, which that's huge. We feel so blessed by that.
Yeah, it's so important to have loyal customers. So how long have you been around for? How long have you been running the greenhouse, Shirley's Greenhouses?
11 years. Yeah, so we started 11 years ago, but Shirley's Greenhouse started west of Airdrie. It was built in 1992 when I was 12. So a long time.
Okay. And now, so when we talk about local support and bringing the community together, at least at this time when this show is going to air, which is going to be close to Christmas, and regardless of what season it is, this is a great time to support local and purchase presents or gifts, you know, when it's birthdays or when it's Christmas, and we have the opportunity to do something like this.
Yeah. So I'm a little bit weird. Everyone asks me, what do you want for Christmas? And I always say, go to another country, help another farm family feed themselves. That's what I always want for Christmas. But people like to give gifts at Christmas, and I love it, and I think it's great. And so my thought is, why not give a gift that you can get at the old Uptown Market or a venue like that? So something like a jar of jam or a handmade item or, you know, a veggie basket or a meat basket or a mixture of all of it, because that's something practical that people can use throughout the year. And then the next year, when you need to buy a gift again for that hard person that you don't know what to buy for, well, if you get them all those things, they'll be gone by the next year, and you can just get them the same thing the next year. So it's a pretty cool idea. And it supports the local small businesses.
I was talking to someone the other day, and they said that they're going to buy all their Christmas presents from, I don't know where it was. They, from about 20 miles from where they live, they were going to try to buy all their Christmas presents so they could support local and share that with their family.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And that the part that I love, too, is that just those dollars that they end up spending with those local ventures, those dollars end up back into the community. Whereas if you shop at, Walmart, I hate that store. Those dollars, yes, they employ local people, which is pretty cool. But the dollars that 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 company makes, those dollars go right into the States. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good point, because when we spend money in our local community, then that money could be spent somewhere else in your local community, wherever you are, wherever you're listening to. That strengthens the town, the city, everything that you live in. And then without that support, then you don't have the products and services that you would like to have locally.
Absolutely. Yeah. Keep our dollars local. And if every community, if every province, if every country would spend their dollars locally on their people and build business and thrive, I think that would be so sweet.
I couldn't be more excited to share with you that Trueform will be teaming up with the CLC Fitness Center. We'll be teaching a couple of classes there if you'd like to catch us in person. We have a Wednesday noon class for 30 minutes called Chiseled, perfect for the busy professional that only has a short lunch break for a boost in the middle of the week or middle of the day. And then we have a Monday, Wednesday beginner boot camp class at 6 p.m. using functional movements to get you the results you're looking for. These are just a couple of the classes that the CLC Fitness Center offers to our local community. Spin is always popular, as is kickboxing. They also have HitFit, seniors classes, and more. If you're looking for a boost of energy this winter and a boost of motivation, the CLC Fitness Center offers all kinds of options, from indoor walking.
Tell me about pesticides. I know this is something that we talked about often with growing. You talked about good bugs and bad bugs. Tell us about how you grow your food and why you grow it this way.
Yeah, so in our greenhouse and on our farm, we grow without pesticide unless certified organic product. So what that means, and I've seen it, people have thrown out taglines before, lines that is not necessarily always truthful. So I always tell people, I'm just going to tell you the truth. My job is to tell you the truth as a producer, and your job to make your own decision as a customer. So we grow without pesticides, so we don't use herbicide because that would kill our plants anyway. So that's kind of, it's a non-issue, because with herbicide we don't have plants. And then we also don't use fungicides or insecticides unless certified organic products. So chemically with pesticides, we are the same as organic. We always use good bugs to fight bad bugs in our greenhouse. So we'll bring in a jar of ladybugs, 35,000 ladybugs, and one or two ladybugs are cute. 35,000 crawling all over is not cute. It's gross, actually. but we love them. Yeah, we love them because they eat the aphids, and aphids are the number one pest of the peppers. So what makes us not organic is we still use elemental fertilizers. So we send a water sample away, we get it back, and then we give the plants exactly what they want to grow. So it is a hydroponic system, and so it's down to the gram as to what we put in. And so it's all the little trace nutrients and elements and things like that.
Okay, so tell me the difference between like that organic. I know there's a big, not a big, I mean, there's always those issues come up, like, is organic healthier? Does it, you know, it costs so much more? And then for the farmer to produce it, I'd imagine it costs more. Why isn't your soil, you said your soil's not organic, is that right?
Yes, we still use the elemental fertilizer, and in the greenhouse we don't grow in dirt, so we don't have the dirt portion for organics. And so, yeah, we're not certified organic. But the biggest thing is the herbicide, fungicide, insecticide, we are the same as organic that way, but we are not organic because of the certifying bodies. The other thing is, in our industry, in the greenhouse industry, for sure, I just want to let people know that all greenhouses in Alberta use non-GMO seed. It's not even available in the greenhouse industry. And all greenhouses will always use good bugs as a first response, and they will only ever use a pesticide, so a fungicide or insecticide, as a last resort if they're going to lose their crops. Because a lot of the bigger greenhouses are selling on the open market, so they're selling to the warehouses and stuff, they have to get those peak production numbers to be able to handle the pricing that they get from the warehouses, because, again, the warehouse dictates their price, and so it's pretty tricky that way. we're different because we do all our own direct marketing. So we go straight to consumers. So we're able to grow without pesticides and handle that, the less production, easier.
So those bigger greenhouses, they kind of need to go a different route so they can produce more product, so they can supply bigger, you know, more bigger quantities, I suppose.
Absolutely, yeah. So they have to. They are very careful about. It's all about production. So they need peak production in order to be able to pay their bills. Whereas we've gone a different route, is we don't necessarily get peak production, but we get a little more for our product, a little more dollars for our product.
Tell me about taste. Like, when everyone around here knows that your tomatoes taste the best. And
thank you.
You're welcome. I mean, you hear it everywhere, and it's like tomatoes, your peppers. I think you're most known for tomatoes, peppers, and cucumbers, even though you sell a bunch of other different products. Why do yours taste so much better than most?
Our tomatoes, for sure, because we pick them different than a lot of producers. So when we pick tomatoes, when we go into our greenhouse, we pick tomatoes red, not green. Whereas if you get a tomato on the grocery store shelf, and let's take tomato on the vine, for example. So when you have a tomato on the vine, you might have four tomatoes in that cluster. The top two would have been orange, and the bottom two would have been green, or the third one might have been slightly turning, and the bottom one would have been green for sure. When we pick our tomato on the vine, we make sure that all four tomatoes have lots of color to them before we pick them off. And so they just have a chance to sit on that plant even a little bit longer.
And that's why it tastes better.
And that's why they taste better. Also, I think, too, we don't get the best production out of our greenhouse because we don't have the best water going into our greenhouse. Our water is high in salt, natural salt. And so I think that I know that our plants don't especially love it, but I think that saltiness of the water might give our tomatoes more flavor.
Ah, a little bit of added salt there.
Natural salt. It's from the dugout, yeah.
So when maybe a different greenhouse or maybe a bigger producer, they pick greens so their products last longer, so they don't expire. Is that right?
Yes, so that they can sit on the shelf longer, and they've just got... Because when a producer picks something off their plants, it's got to go from the greenhouse or from the farm, even anywhere. It doesn't matter what the product is. It could be an apple, it could be a blueberry, it could be a cucumber, tomato, or pepper, or carrot, or potato, onion. So it is picked, and it is brought to a shipping house or a packing house. From the packing house, it sits there for a day or two to get packaged. Then it goes to the warehouse, which is another day or two. And then from the warehouse, it will go to the store. And the store, most stores' philosophy on produce is it sits there until it rots or sells. And so, then we're wasting less food. But sometimes by the time that product gets to the grocery store shelf, you're pushing best case a week, worst case, who knows? And so, especially stuff coming up from Mexico and California and things like that. And in Alberta right now, I know that Alberta can, even through the wintertime, Alberta has lots of tomatoes and cucumbers, for sure. So there's not actually a reason to be buying hothouse tomatoes and cucumbers from Mexico and California.
Hi, Aaron here from The Tire Shop. Well, winter's here, and the cold weather can sure make your car run a little rough. We have a great selection of Napa batteries to keep your car charged up and ready to run on those cold mornings. So make an appointment for an oil change and a fluid check so you're not left out in the cold. Trust The Tire Shop for all your mechanical needs, because we want to keep you rolling. The Tire Shop, we're more than just tires. See you there.
I just want to ask you about the risk for picking when you pick your peppers, or sorry, when you pick your tomatoes red. Isn't there a higher risk that if they don't sell immediately, they're going to go bad sooner?
Yeah, absolutely. But that's where, again, we're a little different than everybody else. When we sell directly to customers, we have that relationship. So if someone gets a bad tomato, they let us know and we replace it up. Also, on our farm, we have a policy. If something is pushing a few days or even up to a week, depending on what the product is and what it looks like, I call it dead. So then we don't sell it anymore. It still is really good. It's probably more of a grocery store standard type good, but we won't sell it to customers anymore. We'll food bank it. So every week I do my trip to Olds. Not this morning, but every week I do my trip to Olds and I go to our Olds Uptown Market. I pick out all the produce that's not to snuff, and I drop it off at the Olds food bank, and we start with a fresh batch. So,
Don, just before we wrap things up here, anything like we can share with our audience about where they can find you? Anything that you have going on here in the near future that we could follow? I know you have a Facebook page, you have a website. Can you share some details with us?
Yeah, so we've got a Facebook page. So I'd encourage everyone to like our page, Shirley's Greenhouse. And then we've also got the Olds Uptown Farmers Market, Olds Uptown page. So you could like that page as well. So those are the two, that's locally. We sell our products into Carstairs, Crossfield, and Didsbury grocery stores because we cut out one middle guy by going to the grocery stores, which is a great thing. And then we get into, we're at the Airdrie Summer Farmers Market. We're in at Market on McLeod in Calgary. We're at Simon's Valley. We were a Simon's Valley Farmers Market vendor, and we are looking at opening up a bit of a storefront there called the Simon's Valley Market Mercantile, which is patterned after our store in Olds. So those are the place. Oh, and Farm Basket in Three Hills. So that's where you can catch our products.
And then, so what's your website?
Shirley'sGreenhouse.com.
Okay, perfect.
And also there's some videos on YouTube. So you, Drew, came and did a video on us, and it's on YouTube. And then we've got some other things on YouTube as well.
All right. All right, Don, thanks so much. And you know, you guys are a sponsor on this show. We wouldn't be able to run this show without local support and everything else that you guys are doing in the community. We so much appreciate you having here and making the community a better place.
No problem. Thanks so much for having us, Drew, and thanks for all your support on, in local
business. All right, that's going to wrap things up for this edition of Exploring Mind and Body. As always, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for tuning in and being a part of our True Form Life community. Thanks so much to Dawn for coming on and sharing her expertise with us and all of her details about what it means to support local and support local farmers. I think that means so much in and around our community to support local vendors, support those around our community that are working hard to bring us good quality products and services all the time. I want to mention that Exploring Mind and Body has all the past shows, so if you ever miss a show, you can go back and listen there. We do have a free app that can be downloaded on any Apple device. A quick shout out to our longtime sponsors. Without their local support, we certainly wouldn't be here. JG Foods in Didsbury, Hell Street here in Olds, and GDK Gravel and Sand, who we're going to mention here again at the end. More details about our monthly membership at trueformlife.com. The first month is $1. If you'd like to give it a try, which is where we put together recipes, meal plans, grocery shopping lists, and more. Once again, thank you so much for being here. That's it. That's all I got. I'm out of here. As always, I'm your host, Drew Taddea, in health and fitness for a better world. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Exploring Mind and Body with True Form Life's Drew Taddea, fitness expert. To find out more about the show, Drew Taddea, or to listen to past shows, visit exploringmindandbody.com. Exploring Mind and Body with True Form Life's Drew Taddea would not be possible without the help of GDK Gravel and Sand. GDK Gravel and Sand, now offering all products in half and 1 yard bags. Give them a call today for more information. 1-877-335-2091.
Welcome to Work It, a show about work.
This is a work of satire containing mature themes.
Pour le service en français, appuyez sur le 1.
For writer and performer Sam Alamang, please press 2. For writer and performer Janet Mowat, please press 3. For a measured and insightful discussion of this option is unavailable. For a comedic jaunt through the working world featuring clowns, toilet sports, and John Candy's cruise line, please stay on the line.